Welcome to the Martin Bailey Photography Podcast. It's April 28, 2014, and this is episode 419. This week we're going to take a look at the very simple but incredibly functional Manfrotto X-Band Drive background support system that enables you to set up to three rolls of seamless background paper simultaneously and then raise and lower them as necessary using a chain and pulley system. This episode is brought to you by lynda.com. Learn lighting, portraiture, Photoshop skills and much more from expert taught video courses. To start your 7-day free trial, visit lynda.com/MBP. The Manfrotto X-Band Drive background support system has been on my radar for a while, but as it's quite a big ticket item, I had been keeping my eye out for a good deal. And then a few weeks ago, the price for the various items that make up the system dropped on two of my favorite suppliers here in Japan, amazon.co.jp and yodobashi.com. I selected the cheaper site for each part for a good deal and set up my support system. So today I'm going to walk you through what it's comprised of and why I love having this system in place. In fact, if I step back a little from that, there was one other reason that made me take a look at the pricing at this time as well. And that was because I needed a projector screen for my May 17-18 in-studio pixels to pigment workshop. And I was looking at screens that I could just attach to the wall and forget about. The problem with that, though, is that because I rent our apartment, I can't make big holes in the wall. So I came back to the Manfrotto system, which doesn't require me to make any holes. In this image that I'm showing you now in the Enhanced Podcast or on the blog at mbp.ac/419, you can see that the great secondary benefit of having this system in place is that it doubles as a relatively good projector screen. I can almost hear any home theater buffs sniggering as I type, but hey, this is good enough for my needs. And it's a hell of a lot better than a bedsheet pinned to the wall, which we have to use on some of my workshops. As a background support, though, as you can see in this next image, the system enables me to set rolls of seamless background paper into place and then roll down the required color quickly and easily when I need it using the chains on the left side. Now, you would probably use this system with wider rolls of seamless more often, like the 2.7 meter or 9-foot wide roll that I used in the portrait shoot that we looked at in episode 415. But here in my small office slash studio on the third floor, I don't realistically have room for much wider than this without obstructing the door that opens from the left to the in this photo. Plus, although I can shoot one to two at a push people in this studio, the majority of the work that I do here is shooting products and the, you know, basically for illustrations for this podcast or for my ebooks, and being able to just roll down a background in a few seconds like this saves me a lot of time. Until now, I've had to get my background stands out and set them up, and then feed the poles through the core of the seamless, and then clamp it after I rolled the paper down, and unclamp it every time I have to adjust it. And of course, if I need to change from white to black, I have to put the white away first, and then start again with the black seamless. Now this is literally a 10-second job, and I'm rolling with another color, as we can see in this photo. Another great benefit is that I, unlike with my stands, you know, they always get in the way of the door. And this system is, it's almost flush to the wall, it's away from the door, so it can be left in place permanently. It's difficult to see in these photos, but as I mentioned, the beauty of this system is that it doesn't require me to make any holes in the wall. And because it's basically just clamped into place, if needs be, I can easily unclamp the system, break it down, or adjust the width for easily to use with different roll lengths, or to just to even to take it onto a client's premises for a shoot, if needs be. The main supports are a what they're called Manfrotto auto poles, and this is 032B is the number of the auto poles, which can be bought from B&H, and they're currently $211. And I'll put some affiliate links in the blog post in case you're thinking of picking any of this stuff up yourself. And just a quick note, you know, the price does stay the same to you. You don't pay any extra, but when you buy with our affiliate links, it does help to support the podcast. So I really appreciate when you can use them. The auto poles are 2.1 meters or 82.7 inches tall, and they extend up to 3.7 meters, which is 145.7 inches. And this is a good range. And you can buy extensions if you need taller. If you know you'll never need this tall, though, there are shorter and thinner poles available, and that's a good way to save some money, as these aren't cheap. To adjust the height, you literally just slide the top section out of the pole until it touches the roof, and then you lower the handle that you can see in this image, and once you get past that little red button that you can see, the top section is extended out a little bit more, locking the pole into place. The red button then sort of ratchets out, and that locks the arm into place. To release the handle to loosen the pole again, you have to push that red button in, and so that's basically a safety mechanism, so there's no chance of the lever coming loose by itself. The part to attach the seamless rolls to the poles is the Manfrotto 044 background holder hooks and super clamps for the three background rolls, and that is currently $95 on B&H. As you can see in some of the other photos, this enables you to set up to three rolls of seamless in place simultaneously. In the image that I'm displaying now in the Enhanced Podcast or on the blog, you can see that the hooks are attached to the auto pole with what's called a super clamp. I love this name. And these really lock the holders into place solidly. Now, the entire system is incredibly well made and worth the money, in my opinion. But there is one thing that bugs me about the system, and that is that the tightening lever on these super clamps isn't adjustable. You know how sometimes on clamps you can pull the handle outwards and then rotate it and let it drop back down into place at a different angle? Well, you can't do that with these. This means that if, like me, you want to tighten these up right, you know, you want to put the poles right up against a wall, you have to adjust the height before you can put the poles into place. And I had to over-tighten one of my pairs so that this lever didn't stick out backwards. This is a small detail, but those kind of adjustable levers are common in lighting gear, and I wish they were included. It just makes life easier for the user and would have been a nice touch. Something else to note here too is that if you have permanent studio space and you know that you'll always use the same width of seamless, the same rolls, same size rolls of seamless, you can actually buy just these three hooks and drill holes in the wall and screw them into place. You'd need to ensure that you have strong enough walls, of course, but this is definitely an option and would save a lot of money. I'd like to quickly jump in here now and thank our sponsors this week, Lynda.com. Lynda.com offers over 2,400 high-quality and engaging video courses taught by industry expert, with courses added weekly. Courses are for all experience levels, from beginner to advanced, and all courses are produced to the highest quality, not like watching home videos or things like that. If you want to improve your photography skills, learn about the latest photo gear, or master the latest version of Lightroom, Lynda.com helps anyone to learn software, creative, and business skills, and achieve personal and professional goals. Pricing starts at $25 a month and gives you unlimited access to thousands of courses. I myself have been using Lynda.com since 2009 and have delved in for general photography information, as well as getting quick and easy to understand instruction on things like the new features in a new release of Photoshop or Lightroom. I've studied copyright, Adobe Premiere Pro, After Effects, Flash, Fireworks, and InDesign, among other things. As I mentioned a few weeks ago, I'm currently studying Logic X Pro with digital music and having a great time using the system. And I was yesterday asked a question about adding a watermark to an image using Photoshop Elements. Now, I don't use Photoshop Elements myself, so I wasn't sure if the commands that I would use in the full-blown Photoshop were available. So I jumped over to lynda.com, did a quick search, and they have a course exactly on that, adding watermarks to images with Photoshop Elements. So it makes my life easier in many ways. And I really, there's nothing that you can't find in there. The instructors in all courses are professionals at the top of their field and are passionate about teaching. You can watch from a computer, a tablet, or a mobile device whether you have 15 minutes free or 15 hours free. You can learn at your own pace and on your own terms. With a monthly or yearly premium plan, you can download project files and practice along with the instructor. Courses are structured so that you can learn from start to finish or just jump in to find a quick answer to a question that you might have. In addition to video, each course includes searchable transcripts, playlists, and certificates of completion, which you can publish to your LinkedIn profile. And that's great if you're a professional looking for work or just want to show people the skills that you've built up through lynda.com. Premium members with an annual plan can download courses to their iPhones or iPads and watch them offline as well. I've worked out an incredible deal with lynda.com for you to provide you with a special offer that gives you access to their entire library for free for 7 days. And you can do a lot in 7 days. Visit lynda.com/MVP to start your 7-day free trial now. And that's lynda.com/MVP. Okay, so we've now got our hooks in place and you're ready to assemble your seamless roles. And for this, you'll need the Manfrotto 046 MCG X-Pan drive set with metal chains. As you can see in this photograph that I'm showing now, these basically just screw into the core, the end of the cores of the seamless, and open up as you rotate the knob, tightening themselves into place inside the core. You just have to align the end of the black plastic with the edge of the core and adjust as you tighten. It moves slightly as you tighten it up. And then you put the other end in place, tighten that up, and you're ready to drop the seamless into the hooks. Another thing to note is that I also bought the Manfrotto 062-2 background paper counterweight to attach to the bottom of the paper. This, in my opinion, is essential to this system. Without the counterweight fitted to the bottom, the paper curls and fights you as you unroll it. And if you have to pull it down. And then when you've got it in place, you have to clamp it or tape it down to your table or the floor. And if you don't do that, if you just want it as a background, it will literally be rolling back up and it fights you a lot. So it's really important that you have something on that. It doesn't necessarily have to be this, but you'll need some sort of a counterweight on the bottom of the paper. Without this weight actually pulling the paper down, you'd probably also need to clamp the paper roll itself to stop it from unrolling any further. This all kind of defeats the object of the system to a degree. Although the counterweight is $33, it comes in two pieces and can be fitted together for a 9-foot seamless roll, or as with me, because I'm using 1.36 meters or 3.4 foot rolls, I was able to use just one of the two halves as a counterweight for each roll, which was perfect for me. You will, of course, have to adjust the gap between your auto poles so that the X-Pan drive holders drop into the hooks properly. But once it's set up, you can place up to 3 rolls of seamless into the system. And note that if you do use the counterweights, as I've done, you can adjust the width between the hooks, between the two auto poles, with the torsion and locking nut on the other end of the other side of the X-Pan drive that you will tighten into the core of the seamless. If you undo the locking nut, it slides along the pole a little, and that can give you enough play so that you can roll the seamless totally up and the counterweight will go in between the hooks okay. By default, the counterweights hit the hooks, so I had to make this adjustment. Also note that it's best not to over-tighten the torsion nut, as it then becomes more difficult to freely unroll the seamless and roll it back up again with the chains. These are meant to be left a little free unless your seamless is so heavy that it starts to unroll by itself, and then you can adjust the nut in just so that it gives you enough torsion so that the seamless can be unrolled, but not so freely that it continues to unroll by itself. The X-Band drive sets are currently $89 on B&H, and you need a set for each roll of seamless that you want to set up simultaneously. I only bought two sets for now, though I might buy a third later if necessary. Of course, if you run a high-volume studio using many different colour backgrounds, you may end up setting up more than three rolls of seamless using more X-Band drive kits so that you can switch them out easily. Because the rolls just slide into place, it literally takes just a couple of seconds to switch these out. So the investment may well pay off in time saved. One other thing to note here too is that you have to set the seamless so that it unrolls from the back. When using a single roll of seamless on my portable stands, I usually set it up so that the paper unrolls from the front, because then the seamless doesn't fight you as you roll it around a bend if you're going to have it run across the floor, for example, or onto a table as I do in my studio. And basically, if you do it the other way, when you roll the paper down from the back, as you'll see in the photos that I'm showing today, the paper doesn't want to go around that corner as freely. This is something that you will have to live with, of course. Otherwise, the higher rolls will unroll onto the top of the lower rolls when you lower them down. So the system isn't as effective. So you really have to make sure that you set the rolls up so that the paper unrolls from the back. I also saw reviews on B&H that made me think that there are X-Band drive sets available with plastic chains, but everyone seemed to agree that the ones with metal chains are better. So watch out for that if you do build this system for yourself. The metal chains are really nice and heavy and probably help to keep the action smooth and well balanced. So this is probably not the place to try to save a few dollars. Of course, I don't only use seamless for my backgrounds. I sometimes use for example, a beautiful black velvet background that just sucks up light, and I'll continue to use that. Though now what I've done is I've taped the end of the velvet to its core and threaded a long loop of nylon string through the core so that I can hook it up onto the support's hooks, as we see in this image. When I place another order for something, probably on yodobashi.com here in Japan, I might pick up another of those counterweight sets so that I can use one half of that and attach it to the end of this velvet. And that would make the whole thing much neater than taping like this. But this works. And so it's maybe not the prettiest way to do it, but it works. I also tied a few knots in the left side of the nylon string so that I could easily adjust the height as necessary. I haven't included any details on lighting today, although I will of course generally be using this setup with my Profoto monolights and softboxes and other lighting modifiers. This is my play studio too, where I sometimes just, for example, buy a bunch of flowers and have a few hours of fun just shooting them. So I'm looking forward to getting a little bit of free time, and maybe even for my next project, start to use the backgrounds in the way they're intended to be used. With regards to lighting, though, I did want to finish with one note about a new ceiling light that I also just installed, and it's basically an LED ceiling light. and it replaces my old circular fluorescent tube light, partly to conserve energy, but more because I can easily change the brightness and the color of the light. I can make the light warmer or cooler with a remote control, and on its bluest end, the setting I checked today, it's 4750 Kelvin, which is not too far off of daylight, which is generally considered to be around 5500K. Now, this isn't studio lighting, but when turned up full, the small light balance, with a, you know, just with a small light balance adjustment, I can shoot handheld without setting up my studio lighting. Of course, for professional results, the studio lighting is going to be worth setting up, especially as I can't control the angle of the light and shadows with my ceiling light. But for a quick product shot, just such as the images that we've seen today, I shot these just with the ceiling light. It's a really big time saver, and that's why I've just put this in. I did have a look on B&H and Amazon.com for something similar, but I couldn't find it. So I can't include a link today, but the one that I bought is a Toshiba LED H95040-LC ceiling light, and it comes with a remote control. So if you want to check that availability of that or something similar near you, it's just an idea, and it's one of those time savers. And I'm all for putting in little time savers like this into place, especially when we're all trying to get so much done with so little time. Anyway, I hope this has been somewhat useful. I'm really pleased that I finally took the plunge and built my Manfrotto X-Pan Drive background support system. This is going to be a huge time saver moving forward. Remember too, as I mentioned earlier, that you know this is not in any way the reason I do this sort of review, but if you would like to build this sort of system yourself too, please do use the B&H links at the bottom of the post at mbp.ac/419 for episode 419. It doesn't cost you anything to use these links, but it will definitely help with the costs involved of producing this podcast each week, and it's always very, very much appreciated. I also wanted to quickly mention before we finish that I've just finalized details of an August 2015 Namibia tour with my friend Jeremy Woodhouse. It's called the Namibia Full Circle Tour, as we're covering pretty much the entire country except for the Etosha National Park, although we do come close. We are considering doing an extension into the Etosha National Park after the main tour though, so if you're interested in that, do let me know. There's a link and a graphic at the bottom of the post for this week's episode, but you can also get to details using the short link mbp.ac/Namibia 2015, and that will take you over to Jeremy's site. And if you do book, don't forget to let Jeremy know that you heard about the tour from me. So thanks very much for listening today. Remember that you can find me on Google+, Twitter and Facebook, etc., and links to everything that I'm up to are at martinbaileyphotography.com, so do drop by and take a look. I'll be back next week with another episode, but in the meantime, you take care and have a great week, whatever you're doing. Bye bye.